Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, February 22, 2007. RIT public policy professor Ron Hira was quoted in two Businessweek articles about job outsourcing. In the February 8th article, Outsourcing, Where's Uncle Sam?, Hira discusses possible roles for the U.S. government in addressing issues related to outsourcing. What, if anything, can the government do?
The atmosphere in Washington has changed quite a bit, so I think there's opportunities now for the government to actually do some kind of response, but I don't think there are any silver bullets here. There's no single solution. So we really need some creative thought, both from the academic community, from the think tank community, and from policymakers themselves. Some of the areas that have opportunity where there's not much controversy are things like decoupling health care plans from the employer so that when workers aren't tied to their health care plan and they have much more portability without worrying about what their health care plan looks like, or if they get laid off, they're not stuck with a overly burdensome premium plan. Similarly, making pensions portable makes a lot of sense. Some of the other ones where there isn't much of a consensus, but I think makes some sense, is to try to adjust our guest worker programs. We need really major reform on the high-skill immigration front, and there's a consensus that the system is broken. There's no consensus on the solution.
That's RIT public policy professor and the author of Outsourcing America, Ron Hira, speaking to Dateline RIT from the Economic Policy Institute in Virginia. RIT Associate Vice President and Director of the University's Office of Cooperative Education and Career Services, Manny Contaminoulos, recently spoke with ClassesUSA.com about the value of a college degree in landing a good job. The article, Training Beyond the Trenches, described the experience of an Iraq War veteran, Sergeant Veronica Loffer, who returned to college after returning from war. Here's Dr. Contaminoulos on why Sergeant Loffer probably made a good decision.
Well, formal education is required for so many positions in today's world that it's impossible to imagine competitiveness for one of those positions without a bachelor's degree. Frankly, business organizations shift technologies, products, and services, sometimes literally on a dime, and they require employees who can shift with them. Consequently, continuing education is the best way to literally power your toolbox of skills and experiences and demonstrate your flexibility and desire to learn and grow with the employer.
That's RIT's Manny Contaminoulos, recently quoted by ClassesUSA.com in an article that was picked up by the websites of two dozen television stations.
Let the games begin. This is Kelly Downs, beat reporter for the Golisano College of Computing and Information Sciences. As reported on the WAM Business Report, February 20th, Microsoft Research has awarded an $80,000 grant to the Golisano College for its use of gaming in both introductory computer science and information technology curricula. Jessica Bayless, professor of computer science, has developed a program called Reality and Programming Together, or RAPT. Students learn how computer science applications are used in games for things like graphics, artificial intelligence, and audio. The virtual world Muppets, created by Andrew Phelps, director of game design and development in the Golisano College, is also part of this grant. Muppets, which stands for Multi-User Programming Pedagogy for Enhancing Traditional Study, educates students about programming and graphics. Muppets also won a targeted funding award from Microsoft Research in 2005. This is Kelly Downs.
On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty with the latest on the RIT presidential search, and News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho has more of this week's top stories.
This is Bob Finnerty. It's down to two. Two candidates to become RIT's ninth president have met with the university community. The Board of Trustees expects to name a new president in March. The finalists for the position are William Dessler, Senior Vice President, Academic Affairs and Provost at the University of Maryland, and James Waters, RIT's Vice President for Finance and Administration and Treasurer of the Institute. The Presidential Search Committee considered a large, diverse number of individuals for the position, narrowing the candidate pool and interviewing prospects. Learn more about the candidates on the web, rit.edu/presidential search. The search committee will consider community feedback and then give its recommendations to the Board of Trustees, which will make the final decision as to who will succeed Al Simone as the next president of RIT. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho. In the current issue of News and Events, RIT's sponsored research services is celebrating a record-breaking year as $39.7 million in grants were awarded to RIT. Faculty and staff members representing a wide range of academic disciplines have engaged in scholarship and research, resulting in a total that is nearly $7 million higher than the sum achieved in 2005. Also in the current issue of News and Events, read about Amy Rule, a Saunders College of Business student who has made it her business to get involved in fundraising, event planning, and community outreach. The Boise, Idaho native serves on a variety of RIT committees, is a member of several honor societies, and has earned many academic scholarships. And Judy DeCourcy explains why RIT's participation in the Wegmans Eat Well, Live Well Nutritional and Exercise Challenge is a win-win for everyone involved. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the February 22nd issue of News and Events. This is Vienna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
This has been Dateline, RIT, February 22, 2007. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.